Welcome back. We're up to Perek Dalet, Mishnah Hay, Chapter 4, Mishnah 5 of Maseches Trumos. We said yesterday that there is a varied amount of levels that a person can give of their truma, 40th, 50th, or a 60th in general. There was an opinion that says even a 30th. And the question now is, what is the absolute maximum that a person could give for their truma? So that is the subject of today's first Mishnah, that actually there are varied opinions that you can really give a lot more than just that 40th or even the 30th. Says the Mishnah, Hamarba b'truma, if someone wants to separate more truma than is absolutely halachically necessary, Rabbi Eliezer Meir, Rabbi Eliezer says, Echad me'asar, he can give up to a tenth of his truma, and kitrumas meiser, that just like we find that a different type of truma, meaning trumas meiser, is one tenth of meiser. So too, that's what Rabbi Eliezer says, that you can ultimately give one tenth, just like trumas meiser. You can give your truma like that as well. Yaser mikan, but let's say you separated more than that one tenth. Yes, sena trumas meiser lemakom macher. So very simple. All you have to do is you make the extra part that you took considered to be trumas meiser for produce that is in another place, and then you can give the entire portion that was separated all for the kohen. Right. So it's unclear exactly if everyone agrees that Yisrael can designate and separate Trumas Meiser, but over here, evidently, according to this opinion, one is allowed, Yisrael is allowed to separate Trumas Meiser, and he can give it all to the Kohen, and that would fulfill the obligation of Trumas Meiser for produce that is in another place. Okay, what about the other opinion? So Rabbi Yishmael says, Mechtze Chulin u Mechtze Truma. You could divide the pile 50-50. 50% could be Truma, 50% could be Chulin, but then Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva Umrim, Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva both say, Ad she yishayir sham chulin. As long as you leave a little bit of chulin, you can give as much truma as you want. Evidently, 99.9% could be truma, as long as 0.1% is chulin. Perhaps maybe they mean a little bit more. That's unclear as far as the Mishnah is concerned, but the technical language they use is you just gotta leave a little bit of chulin, and then you are good to go. Now, the Mishnah and Mishnah Vav goes on to explain how one can go about measuring out the amount of Meiser that one is to bring. While Truma doesn't have a specific amount, and therefore we don't measure it as a general rule, Meiser does have a specific amount. We know that it has to be one-tenth of the amount It has to be one tenth of the entire amount, and so therefore, you have to use pretty specific ways of measuring. So the Mishnah is going to give us three different ways. Before it gives us three different ways, it's going to tell us that a person is going to struggle with one of the main ways of doing it, and that is through estimation. You can, in theory, use a basket to measure the amount of produce you have, and it'd be very simple. You put all your basket. You know that your basket could fill up to hold 50 apples, let's say, and so you know 50 apples fit in here, so every single time you fill up the basket, you don't even have to count. All you know is you have to do is you just take out 5 of those apples and you'd be good to go. The problem with that is, however, that throughout the summer months, fruits shrink because the sun dries them out. So how can you use a basket for something like that? How could you use such a tool? Says the Mishnah, here's the solution. B'shlosha parakim mesha'arim esakalkala. There are three stages throughout the summer that one can go ahead and assess how many fruits the basket holds. Babakuros, at the beginning of the summer with the early fruits. Uvasiafos, at the end of the summer with the late fruits. Vayemtza hakayas, and in the middle of the summer. So the guy would choose these three periods. One, at the beginning, he would measure how many fruits it held. That's when it would hold the least amount. Then in the middle, and then at the end. And then basically, he would use these measurements for those time periods from the beginning to the middle to the end, and then I guess for the end period. Okay, then says the Mishnah further, Hamone Meshubach, that a person who counts his fruit is praiseworthy. That's better than estimation. V'hamodid Meshubach Mimeno, someone who measures the exact amount is more praiseworthy. V'hashoka Meshubach Mishlashtan, and someone who weighs his fruit is the most praiseworthy out of all of these situations, because weighing them is the most exact way of understanding how much you have, and therefore you can take the most specific and exact one-tenth amount. But that brings us to the end of Mishnah Vav. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Zion. Have a wonderful day.